Okay, so hello and welcome on this session. I'm very glad to be here. I'm Kamil from Samsung R&D Institute Poland, and I've been working in developer relations unit for more than 3 years. And now my team is responsible for creating technical content for Tizen developer website. And today I would like to speak about open source libraries, frameworks, and tools that can be used during game development for Tizen. But before I will start, I would like to say a few words about Tizen. So as probably you well know, Tizen is open source. But what does it mean? So first, Tizen gets from open source. So we are using a lot of open source projects inside Tizen. Those projects, the list of those projects are very huge. For instance, we are using X-Windows, Cairo EFL for UI and graphics, GStreamer, Pulse Audio OpenIL for multimedia, Conman, Bluesy, LibSoap, WPA Supplicant for connectivity, WebKit for web, SMAC for and OpenSSL for security, Dbus, glibc for base, and SQLite for databases and personal management information. We use Linux kernel, Eclipse for Tizen SDK, QEMU and U-Boot for target emulator, GCC, LLVM, CMake, GBS for build, and many, many more. But it won't be possible without contribution to those projects. And Samsung and Intel, who are working on Tizen, they are mainly or significantly contribute to those projects. You can find the list of the projects where we are contributing. It starts from kernel, WebKit, EFL, GStreamer, and so on. But what kind of open source citizen would be Tizen without contribution? And Tizen also gives to open source. And virtually everything newly developed for Tizen is has been open sourced under Apache 2.0 license. And you can see here AppCore, Web Runtime, System Server, Sensor Framework. So there is a lot of code, and it's open source. But what about you, the developers who want to create application for Tizen? So Tizen provides two frameworks for you, one native and one web framework. So the web framework basically is state of the art in area of HTML5, W3C standard, and it gives also a web UI framework to create application that will look the same as the native application to have the same experience for the users who are using your applications. But also, some of hardware is not yet available for the web. W3C standard doesn't cover device such as Bluetooth or NFC. So we are also providing device API just to enable those this hardware for application developers. This device API is also written in JavaScript, so we can get an easy access to Bluetooth or NFC. And on the other hand, we have the native framework. It's C, C++ based framework. It gives you opportunity to create background services to use text-to-speech or the native stuff written in C++, so you can basically take any open source library and use it on your application. So in a short, when you decide to create web application, you will be using JavaScript and HTML5. When you use the native framework, you will be using C++. So let's take a look what tools are available for you. So as I said before, my team is creating technical content for Tizen developer website, and they were trying to introduce as many open source libraries for game developers as was possible. Here you can find the list of what we have managed to use on Tizen, and I bet you can also add some libraries to this list. Probably you are also using some open source libraries, and the list is not fully full. Okay, so I encourage you to interrupt me at any time. We can discuss or share our experience about using open source libraries for Tizen. And okay, let's give a chance for those libraries. And let's start from Cocos2D. So it's available under MIT license, it's open source, you can use it on your project. It's very popular. It has been ported to many platforms, including iOS, Android, Windows Phone, macOS, Windows Desktop, and Linux, and of course, Tizen. Do you know those games? That those games are very popular, and all has been made using Cocos2D. And as I said, it supports a range of number of platforms. It's the Cocos2D X, which is for C++, offers developers C++ and Lua bindings and JavaScript bindings. So you can write some artificial intelligence in Lua and use it on your application. The features that Cocos2D offers is basically the scene management. So you can have the scenes, transition between scenes, and it gives you a support for 2D graphics. It uses OpenGL for rendering. So on mobile, it will be using OpenGLS, on desktop OpenGL. It also supports transitions between scenes. It supports sprites and sprite sheets. It supports many of effects. It supports tile map, parallax scrolling, transformation, of course. So we can move, rotate, scale, fade in, fade out the object. You can create basic menus, buttons. You have a support for fonts, skeleton animation, touch accelerometer, touch, mouse, keyboard. It also gives you a sound engine based on OpenGL and fast and compressed texture in two formats, PVR and ETC1. It also includes widgets, so you can put to your application horizontal and vertical layout. Containers such as list view, page view, scroll view, widgets like buttons, checkbox, loading bars, sliders, text fields. It also supports physics. And Cocos2D is using Chipmunk2D, so the physics and collision detection is included. The next thing that is supported is audio, so you can add to your game many sound effects, background music, and it also supports network. So you can do HTTP connection, WebSockets, even XML HTTP request. So that is what Cocos2D can do for you. And it can be also used on Tizen, I mean in the native framework. So if you like to use C++ and Cocos2DX, it's not hard. First, you need to download the source code and then import all the project or all the source code into the SDK. So in the result, you will be having a lot of project, Project Box2D, Project Chipmunk, Project Cocos2DX, Cocos-Dension extensions. And then you can create your own project. And then you need to configure those projects just to set some variables, search paths for C++ linker, and then you are ready to go. Basically, you can go to the Tizen developer website. There is an article saying how to use Cocos2DX on the native framework. And we're also providing example that is showing all the features of Cocos2DX. And I have this slide duplicated. And the next good thing about Cocos2DX is that it's also available for web developers. So it provides JavaScript API. Basically, it's the same tool that Cocos2DX, but the API is written in JavaScript. And you can use Canvas or WebGL as rendering engine for your application. It also supports it also supports GameSense, Director, Singleton, which is managing all this flow of the application, audio, and everything that is included in Cocos 2DX. Okay, and it runs on Tizen, because Tizen API is basically HTML5 API, so there is no problem running Cocos on Tizen. I will show you the SDK and application that is using Cocos 2D. So basically, I took an example from Cocos 2D sources. Here is the Cocos. And here you can find samples. So I've downloaded the source code of Cocos. I've chose this game, Moon Warrior. I've just imported all the source code into my project in Tizen IDE. And I've only modified a few things. Actually, the IDE is not visible. Here is the Moon Warrior. I've just changed one thing. I've chosen. Basically, I've changed one line. I mean, I've chosen WebGL as a rendering engine. So here in the render mode, I've changed it to 2. So the WebGL will be used. And I've turned off the debug, and that's it. I was able to run this on Tizen. I will show you. So this is the latest one device. So here is the game. It's run it out of the box. I have no changed anything. I can play the game. As you can see, it supports sound. Yeah, and I have this little Moon Warrior, I can shoot the stars or whatever. So Cocos 2D is very easy to use, especially for web developers. It's just copy and paste the source code. And because of the list of features, you can create very good apps. You saw the list of apps that are working with Cocos. So I very encourage you to try this library. Okay, let's look on the next library. This is Evankalib. I found this lib a few weeks ago. And this library offers you a support for 2D and 3D graphics. It is inspired by Flash. So basically, the API is very similar to the Flash. You have the keyframes, you have transition between keyframes. So if you are Flash developers, it's very easy to use. And the library is using WebGL to render. So basically, you are writing using API, which provides you ability to create 2D graphics and 3D graphics, basically like drawing on regular canvas. But the library will be rendering all the things that you create using WebGL. So the performance is very huge. And the library itself is very small. It has only 62 kilobytes. So it's very light, and you can use it for your 2D or 3D games, basically for the 2D games, because it offers regular graphics like making triangles, rectangles. It also supports bitmaps. You can load a bitmap. You have a support for various events. This enter frame event is the event which will be called on each frame, so you can do all the logic inside this event. There is an event for mouse, multi-touch, keyboard. You can render text. You can do color transitions. You can also create custom classes. I mean, you can make inheritance from the original classes, extend it, and add your own look and feel, for instance, for the widgets. It also supports Box2D, and you can even create Bezier lines. There is a pseudo 3D feature. It's basically not full 3D, like creating in X, Y, Z dimensions object, but there is a little trick. Anyway, the full 3D is also available. You can even simulate the water surface effect and so on. The list of features is quite impressive. Maybe you know this game. This name is called Fly Tangle. It was made originally in Flash, but then the author of this library and the author of the game have created this library, and he renamed the application. Right now it's called Crazy Bugs. And I can show you, hopefully. So we took this library, we took those demos, and we were trying to make a WGT widget for Tizen device, and there was no problem with working with this library. The performance was very, very good, like 60 frames per second. Okay, so let me show you the demo. Here it is. So basically, you need to solve the puzzle. As you can see, the animation works very smoothly. Oh, this level is actually very hard. Yes, okay. So this game is written fully in HTML5, JavaScript. You can just took the code, run on the Tizen, it works. We've created an article on developer Tizen website. Here you can find how to use this Ivan K library on Tizen. Basically, it's very easy. You just need to copy the JavaScript file, and you can use the APIs. And here is a link to the source where you can find the library and all the demos and other stuff. Okay, let's go next. The next library that I want to present is Bullet3D. So this is the 3D physics library for C++. It offers you a collision detection and, of course, physics. We've prepared a demo illustrating how to use Bullet 3D engine. Those are just cube with the, displaying little boxes. You can shake the device and some number will fall out. So all the collision is made by a Bullet 3D engine. The article can be found also on Tizen developer site. I encourage you to check the sample. Okay, next library, very popular, Box2D. It has also JavaScript port, so we can use this both for native C++ and for JavaScript. And this is the 2D engine. It offers you not only physics, but also collision detection. And we also created example how to use those libraries, one for native, one for web. And another library that I want to show you is called 3D. It's a library which allows you to display and animate characters in 3D environment. It actually not depends on the rendering engine. You have your own API, so we were able to take this library, put OpenGL as rendering engine, and there was no problem running this library on Tizen. The article describing how to use Cal3D library can be found also on Tizen developer website. The next tool that I want to present is Project Anarchy. It's Havok engine. Probably I'm not the best person to speak about it because a lot of people from Havok are here and they can show you the SDK and show you how to use Havok engine on Tizen. It offers full set of tools for the game developers. There is Havok Vision, Havok Physics, Havok Animation Studio, Havok AI, and we've also prepared an article describing how to use Havok for Tizen game development. Oh, another duplicated slide. Okay, OpenCL. This library is for parallel computing for Tizen, and you can also use it on Tizen. We've prepared a document which is describing how to use it. And another library is CraftyJS library. This is the open source game engine. It offers JavaScript API. You can choose rendering engine, for instance, DOM or Canvas. It also offers the sprite map and collision detection. We've also prepared some sample showing how the CraftyJS can be used in your applications. This is a simple quiz. And OK, here is our link for the article. So now it's time to wrap up. If you have any questions, I can answer you right now, or we can even meet on the I will be for a whole day for the next 2 days on the tech showcase, so you can find me over there. But now we have a question. Yes, please. You can also use the canvas, but when I was just 5 minutes ago trying to run this on canvas, I have some problem because the canvas was rendering a little bit over the screen, so I was not able to... Actually, the only difference was that when I was using WebGL, it was around 60 frames per second. When I use canvas, it was around 55, 58. Because on Tizen, as you know, whatever you are doing on canvas is actually supported by GPU. So the difference is not fully visible, but using those APIs from canvas takes time, so it's a little bit slower than drawing on WebGL directly. Could you repeat? Because actually it is, because you know the native is very fast, and web have this additional layer, and it's JavaScript, and the performance difference is not visible for the user because it's a difference between 50 frames per second and 60 frames per second, so it's not noticeable, but the difference is there. Actually, it always depends what you need, because in HTML5 you can create in very fast way your application. Using C++, you have this all big C++, so there is plenty of open source libraries that can be used on C++. There are even tools that can translate C to JavaScript. I've also saw some projects that were actually using C open source C libraries. They were converting those libraries to JavaScript, and they were using these JavaScript libraries on Tizen Wearable. Because on Tizen Wearable, you don't have the native framework. If you want to use OpenGL, probably C++ would be better for you. But if you want to have, you know, the simple UI, some forms, HTML5 is the best choice. If you want to have this app running very quickly, probably HTML5 will be. About portability, when you use C++, you will not use this source on other platforms. But there is one trick, because a lot of tools that are allowing developers to publish their application for many platforms, Android, iOS, Windows, and Tizen, actually gives you that opportunity. You will compile the application to the native Tizen. Tizen devices. So HTML5 is the best. Yeah, because the wearable, that way or another, you need to customize the UI for various screen displays and stuff like that. Probably you may think about bringing a special user experience for special device. For instance, the watch having very small screen, so probably you will focus on gestures more than clicking on each button. On TV, it's a whole different story. Okay, any more questions? Yes, please. The support for WebGL is the same on Gear and on Tizen Mobile. Uh-huh. Yeah, but on Tizen Mobile, you have a better, maybe not GPU, but the whole amount of RAM memory. Yeah. So on the mobile, you can do more. I mean, put more resolution of textures and put some more physics and stuff like that. We've tried to do application which were using WebGL on Wearable, and we found no problems running on it. It always depends what you need. For instance, I will pick Cocos for a big application, Ivanka for simple application. It always depends what you need. Okay, any more questions? Yes, probably the slides will be available on the conference website. But if you want to have it right now, I can copy these slides for you. I have on my phone. If you have NFC, we can share the slides. Anyway, they should be available on the Tizen on the conference website. So this is the reason why I've put so many links, just to give you some reference for more detailed information, because, you know, 30 minutes is a short time to introduce all the features of that libraries. Okay, any more questions? So thank you very much. Thank you for coming.